wrapping up our Friday show. And as we do every Friday at this time, we bring in our good friend Dan Klaskins. He is the host of Fantastics on Sirius XM Radio. He is also with the Get Sports Info podcast, and he also works and writes for Pro Football Focus Fantasy. We love to have him on with giving us good tips. And we want to dive right into it. So how are you doing this morning, Dan?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Here, we're going to jump right into a couple things here. With the trade of Amari Cooper in Oakland, who's going to be the main man now for David Carr? Is it Jordy Nelson or Martavis Bryant?
Well, that's a good question, because it could end up being Jared Cook. I mean, it could Jalen Richard. I mean, here's the thing about Amari Cooper is you look at his stat lines and where he was involved in this offense, and, I mean, there were weeks where he only had two or three targets. So I'm not getting overly optimistic. I definitely agree that Nelson and Bryant will see an increase in targets and snaps, but I still think those guys are bench fodder at most. The one Raider I'm getting excited about still putting in fantasy lineups is Jalen Richard, the running back with Marshawn Lynch, now out for the season. This is a guy that's been making his hay with pass catching the football regardless of game flow. So I think he's the Raider that I'm interested in. All these other guys are mostly side pieces in all this.
Does Amari Cooper going to Dallas, does that raise his value?
Well, I definitely think if I'm an Amari Cooper owner, this is probably a good thing. Dallas has really been struggling in many ways to, you know, get some things done here, and their passing game has just been pathetic with its number of weapons. But I'm still a little bit, I think this guy came in the league a little overrated. So I don't think he's going to come in here and amazingly be this, you know, top 10 receiver all of a sudden. And it's interesting, Josh Gordon, that's a fifth-round pick. Amari Cooper, a first-round pick. I polled my fantasy followers there at Twitter at Dan Klaskins. 80% of them said they'd rather have Gordon than Cooper right now in their fantasy lineups. I think I would agree.
Dan, Mitchell Trubisky has really been on fire over the last 3 weeks, scoring at least 26 points in his last three starts, racking up over 100 fantasy points in that span. Where do you rate a guy like that going forward? Is he a top 10 fantasy quarterback going forward, maybe even the rest of the year? Or where do you rate him at going forward?
I put him in the conversation for top 10 and right now, and it's interesting because over the last 4 weeks, he's actually scored more fantasy points than Patrick Mahomes, and he's played one less game with that bye week. So I think what's really making Mitchell Trubisky become this fantasy force is the fact he's running the football. The rushing yards continue to grow. I mean, he's had at least 24 yards rushing in five of his six games, 81 yards rushing, and a touchdown last time out there against New England. So I like that. Rushing quarterbacks are always good. The Bears' defense not playing as well of late either. So he's getting involved in some shootouts. Definitely a player that is on the rise.
Dan, I want to move over to the running back position. I want to bring up Marlon Mack. Now, I'm not a Marlon Mack guy. He can never really seem to stay healthy, but he is the most talented running back in Indianapolis and had a 31-point performance last week. Where do you see a guy like Marlon Mack going forward?
Marlon Mack is a player that I'm very intrigued with. I think my biggest concern with Marlon Mack right now is his durability issues. Mack, you know, already missed in practice last week. He has a small frame, so I don't think he's going to be involved in that workload. Last week he had the big explosion there with the Raiders, the Buffalo Bills on tap. They had, the hefty lead, so he was getting a big workflow there. I don't know if that's going to be the case either week. So he's actually a guy that, if I'm a Marlon Mack owner, I'm pretty much going to try to sell high on right now.
How about some guys like Phil Lindsay from Denver and Tariq Cohen from Chicago, again, another Bear player. These guys, it seems like, are they in the must-start-now category? These guys are like, they continue to produce every single week. What do you think the production will be going forward? Do you think they'll keep producing, or do you think there might be some type of drop-off?
Well, I mean, with those types of players, there's going to be some weeks where you're left disappointed. Overall, I love the upside going, especially a player with some big playmaking ability there. And I think, in terms of the Bears, you can't call them all must-starts. I mean, Jordan Howard owners would definitely argue with that. But it's really going to be matchup-based. And I think these guys are valuable assets. But outside, I mean, you look at Allen Robinson. What's he doing in the offense? Taylor Gabriel, he's had some big games, boom or bust. So even though Trubisky's on fire, there's not that one other guy that's just been as consistent on a week-in, week-out basis. So, I don't know. I love the upside, but I think in certain weeks it could end up disappointing you on any other player.
I was wondering if this might be the week to start Jordan Howard. I'm kind of worried about him, like you were saying, in other weeks, but I got a hunch with the Jets that they could just run it down their throats and the Jets don't, you know, get a lead and just try to keep it on the ground.
Yeah, I think the Jets' offense is interesting. Some weeks I really think, man, Sam Darnold, they're so close. Losing Bilal Powell was a big deal. So on the defensive side of the ball, though, I think they're very underrated at times. I mean, it is better to beat them on the ground than through the air, and the Bears playing at home definitely gives them an advantage on that. But I'm definitely higher on the Jets' D overall than some others in the industry. So it could be surprisingly a lower scoring game than you're expecting. But Jordan Howard right now, especially, is a guy that I just don't have a lot of confidence in. He's pretty much touchdown dependent on whether he can live up to an RB2 value at this point.
Let's go through, as we do every week, kind of the top ones to start and the top ones to sit and some of the key positions and run down. We'll start with quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback position is a lot of goodness this week. Hopefully you got in on some Deshaun Watson last night. I wasn't very optimistic on him. Jameis Winston's another guy I'm big on this week here in Cincinnati against the Bengals, a game I expect to be a very high-scoring affair. We talked about Mitchell Trubisky. A lot of people backing down. I actually got him three spots higher than the expert consensus ranking this week. I've got him at 9. The industry's saying he's number 12. And the guys I like less, Roethlisberger, I'm a little down on, but really it's Russell Wilson and Matthew Stafford in that game right there. I mean, both those teams really liking to run the football. So I don't know if the pass attempts are going to be there. I think both of those guys are outside the QB1 range. At the running back position, there's a lot of injuries going on right now, leaving for some interesting conversations. I think Isaiah Crowell with Bilal Powell out is bumping up my list. I also think we're going to keep our eyes on Philip Lindsay this week, who I think is fixed, in line for what could be a huge day in a game where, you know, they're going to be probably playing from behind. They're probably going to be playing without Royce Freeman. I'm staying away from, you know, running backs that, I mean, Alex Collins is a guy that's definitely you know, not a lot of people probably count on. And Aaron Jones, trying to figure out what that Packers running back could do. All the talent in the world, but he keeps burning owners to put him in the lineup. But I do like those receivers returning. Geronimo Allison and Randall Cobb, they could go overlooked. And we're going to, I'm a little bullish on the Packers as a whole this week, putting some points on the board. But guys I like less at receiver, how about let's go Doug Baldwin there. We're going to see him do anything. And I'm a little bit down on Taylor Gabriel and some of the other Bears players we talked about as well, just because it's hard figuring out which one of those guys are going to be successful.